First of all, I'd like to thank you for such a spirited and insightful testimony-rich presentation. You began by talking about the division of labor, about art's work as embodied in art work. But my question actually has to do with the potential withdrawal of artistic labor. In February 1979, you, like a number of other people, received a letter from Yugoslav conceptualist Goran Dardovic, in which he proposed, after a number of other initiatives, including Gustav Metzger and so on, to initiate an international art strike. And I recently read your response to that, which...
God, I don't remember it at all, so tell me what I responded.
Well, you said that you would not support an international art strike, and that you felt that you were more effective in striking back, to use your formula, at the reaffiliated structures of the art world. But in the second paragraph, you said that, summing up your position, you said that you were interested in organizing, collaborating, and networking, and I quote, instead of creating a void from my withdrawal of artistic labor, I fear would be invisible. And if I understand correctly, the fear stemmed from some vestiges of the utopia of art. In other words, that art would be more corrosive, more caustic, more socially effective, less pietistic, to use Michel's term, if it were not invisible. Indeed, its coefficient of visibility were maximized, outside, of course, of reifying structures. But I wonder now if, almost 30 years down the line, if there is anything to fear from this void of invisible art. And in fact, I would go so far, my hypothesis would be just the inverse of yours at that time, that by deliberately impairing its coefficient of visibility, by operating in that void, which at the time couldn't legitimately be feared, if art would have the possibility to have much more firepower, operating underneath the radar screens of our curatorial and critical establishment, to attack the elements in the other quarter.
I have to admit, I don't remember any of this. One should not write letters, I guess. But I see where I was at, and I think I would probably still be there, partly from which comes from pure experience. We did an art strike in 1970. A lot of us at one point felt that we should never show in museums and so forth because we'd be co-opted. Then at a certain point, some artists, and these are artists who make art objects, so this discussion really has to talk about what kind of art we're talking about, because there's stuff that goes to museums and there's stuff that isn't meant to go to museums and so on. But they were artists who were politically involved and radically would like to change the art world, who felt that if we were just handing over the public institutions to the rich, basically, and to the people who ran them, and that we should get our foot in the door and kick it in, more or less, and be sure that we were represented. And I think that's probably where I was coming from when I wrote that. Also, my experience with artists striking has been miserable. It's wonderful if there are artists who want to do that, and I would certainly be supporting it if it were happening on any kind of large scale, but as a minor gesture, I don't think it accomplishes much. It becomes a philosophical thing and something you can write about years later or whatever. But when I said scabs line up around the block, that was our experience when we tried to do that. I mean, if we had one evening where several very well-known artists at the time talked about leaving their galleries, taking the money that they gave to their galleries, we'd put it all into art centers that would be run by artists and would do pieces that weren't necessarily indoors, the decentralization project and things in the streets, blah, 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 you know, and so the galleries wouldn't make the artists money, the artists would give the money back to other artists, and we would send something around to every single artist in the community, and in New York there are a hell of a lot of them, and ask them to give 1% of their income to this kind of project. And the response the next day, I mean, the next day, the people who had been at the bar got out of it. And one response I remember in particular, when I mentioned this to another well-known artist, he said, what? And make everybody, let everybody know how much I make? So, I mean, it just all ended up by being in part of the art as capitalism, which, so I would, you know, I would certainly support an international art strike if I thought it was going to be supported by artists. But I have, I'm afraid I have grave doubts about how many artists would actually join in that kind of project.
Don't you think that implicitly that there is something of that nature in the works today? I mean, there are hundreds, probably thousands of artists who are either quitting the art world.
There are. Here. Yeah. Hundreds and thousands are coming into it, too, so I don't know if that...
But that's a different question. I mean, there maybe will always be a sort of stable mass in this thing because of the history of art world. But what's interesting to me is that black matter, which is being constituted by those art, by those artists who either are leaving or looking for buying life strategies.
Yeah, well, I mean, needless to say, that's what I've been doing all my life, is working with those people, but I always quote Gramsci on this, you know, pessimism of the intellect, optimism of the will, because one could get very cynical having done this for 40 years. And I try desperately not to be too cynical, but when it comes down to an action like that, it had better be extremely well planned and well done. And maybe this is the generation that can do that. Ours couldn't, and we really did try to some extent. By 79, I was already 15 years or so into hearing these ideas and not believing that the artists were going to do it, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I'd come back to that question, which maybe is a question somebody else would like to take up, is whether the museums have co-opted the artists or the artists have co-opted the museums. And because there's a lot of art that shouldn't really be in museums, but it's funded by museums. And it's, so, I mean, you could go on with that part.
I would say it's the galleries, huh?
But s'il y a des questions dans la salle, il y a les microphones. Well, just one observation on your question about the museums. Actually, you say artists have been co-opted by museums, but museums are actually financed by companies. So that's
And museums didn't used to be financed by corporations. Right. Now they all are.
They
all
nothing they can. Absolutely.
Mesdames et messieurs, donc je viens de parler à l'instant au vice-président de l'université. Il se trouve que cet amphithéâtre, malencontreusement, est le seul amphithéâtre où le piano peut avoir accès. Donc, le deal que j'ai eu avec les hautes instances de l'université, c'est que nous pouvons aller dans l'amphi Bachelard, où la sonorité est vraiment meilleure, et où nous aurons la possibilité de continuer la séance des questions ensemble. Je vous simplement vous informe que l'amphithéâtre Bachelard n'est pas loin, qu'il est simplement à un niveau inférieur, que nous n'avons qu'à pratiquer une certaine marche par l'intermédiaire du couloir qui est sur la gauche. Donc vous allez longer l'amphithéâtre de Richelieu et vous retrouvez, en ayant, après avoir descendu l'escalier, eh bien, l'amphithéâtre de Bachelard. A tout de suite.
Hello.
Merci.
Very pleased to see some nice
thank
stuff.
You.
So I'll take this.